today I thought we showed a lot of pride. I thought we worked so hard. I'm afraid we desperately need a bit of luck when you're up against it, and today is another diabolical decision which changes the game. I thought we were the better side. To be fair, I thought the rest of the game was quite even. But he's 10 yards off at least. Red card down to 10 men, 1-0 down. I do think the goalkeeper should be out quicker to come and pick it up anyway. And we got to half-time quite comfortably. When these key decisions, that's here, that's Monday, the penalty, Basingstoke at 1-1, the Bishop-Stortford fiasco going so far over the allowed minutes and with no stoppages and the high kick to the head. When we needed luck, we didn't get it. But when you look back at the overall season, the final nail in the coffin wasn't today for sure. It was those key games, Hayes and Yedding and Staines, and to a degree Bishop-Stortford, because that would have given us a chance and we didn't get the points there. So overall, I'm more interested in today, and I thought we showed a lot of pride, which we desperately need to do in front of our home fans. But again, nothing's going with you when you're down at the bottom, and another terrible decision has changed the game.
Well, it is true, but Farnborough are a club that have highs and lows, possibly more lows than they've had highs in recent years. But can the club bounce back?
The club is bouncing back. You know, we pay all our bills, we're growing, we've got roof on, PREs, the players get paid on time, albeit it's a very, you know, we harping on about budget again. The community group is growing strength to strength. There's works, talks going on with councils and Reading Inn and new academies. The club is growing. The fact is, for 3.5 years while I've been here, we've been doing it on a shoestring. And it's caught up with us this year. And I've been saying to people, it will eventually catch up with us. This is a tough league with clubs with huge budgets. And even clubs, you know, that don't have huge budgets are way in excess of what we've done. As I said, it's been a desperately disappointing season. But the club is sound. It's financially sound. I know that one of the directors spoke to me the other day about a budget for next year, and you know, for the players, and you know, it will be low. We've got a lot more travelling to do, but we're growing. And yes, mistakes have been made on the pitch, and I understand why fans are so frustrated, because we all want to be winning on the pitch, desperately me. But we've got to look at the bigger picture and look around you with the facilities we've got here and the volunteers and the money that I put in previously and others have put in. And a relegation sets off more than actually is the position. And the club, as I said, for many a year now, is in its, believe it or not, in its strongest position. And people can try saying it's not. Well, I'm sorry, the facts speak for themselves. We are. So we've got to try and grow that and get a better base next year on the pitch. That's definite. I've had to learn the lessons from this season. We have had too many players. There are reasons behind it with loans and no money. But we've got to try and grow next season, probably stability more than anything else on the pitch, because we know we're growing off the pitch. And we've already got some really exciting players who want to come and play for Farnborough next year, you know, that we're already starting to talk to, who are contacting us, players known to this football club who want to come and play here, because this is a fantastic club. So we've got to build on that, look at the youngsters, and there's some few good youngsters that have had a lot of games now in the Conference South that we hope are learning from that. And move forward next season. And so there's no point, you know, hanging ourselves. A relegation is incredibly disappointing, and you know, I understand why, you know, a lot of our fans are upset with that. You know, and I said I'm standing there with them. I said there's the few that have got a different agenda, but as I said, it's we showed a lot of pride today. And I said, when you look at decisions like that going against you, I'm afraid when you're down, you've got to expect that. But the season wasn't lost today.
Yeah, well, I've known you a few years now, Spencer, and I know you are clearly ambitious. And what do you think your future holds?
I don't know. I've spoken to the owner. You know, there's a lot of rubbish written again. We're going to sit down straight after the season's over. I'm sure there'll be a usual forum before the next season starts, like it normally happens. I don't really anticipate any different. You know, the people in the know the position we are here, know what the good work that's been happening off the field, the growth of lots of factors around the football club. And you know, we'll reassess the situation at the end of the season, but the reality is where we are. The club desperately needs new investment. In an ideal world, we would love to have a sugar daddy owner, but look what happened with that before, and even to the degree of how much money I had to put into it. You know, people forgetting about, they were screaming for years about get the PRE roof on. Well, who paid for that? You know, so the reality to it is we are making progress, but I do understand the frustrations, and when things are going wrong against you on a football pitch, it's easy to target the players and the management, absolutely rightly so. I'm ultimately responsible. But there are reasons, and sometimes you have to step down a little bit, and maybe a little bit more, to get good growth, and we are all learning lessons, including me, and we'll see where we are. But if somebody comes along, I'm sure, I know full damn well, I think the owners, and when I was in charge, you know, we'd accept every bid that came in as long as it's reasonable, but there aren't genuine bids floating around. So we keep the club alive. We're not Salisbury, we're not Hereford, we're still here, and you've got fantastic people here, still here. And you know, I'm not going to get into slagging matches with people, and you know, we're going to keep our dignity, and you know, we'll see what happens.